this edition of the Psychology Podcast, we're going to be learning about uninhabited aerial vehicles, or UAVs. The term uninhabited aerial system, or UAS, is also used. On the phone with us today are Dr. Nancy Cook and Dr. Missy Cummings. Dr. Cook is a professor of applied psychology at Arizona State University Polytechnic and an adjunct professor of psychology at New Mexico State University. She's also editor of the journal Human Factors and author of the recent book Stories of Modern Technology Failures and Cognitive Engineering Solutions. Also with us is Dr. Missy Cummings, a Boeing assistant professor in the Aeronautics and Astronautics Department and director of the Humans and Automation Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Dr. Cummings was one of the first female fighter pilots in the United States military, and Missy was her call sign. Thank you both for agreeing to talk with us today. Dr. Cummings, can you begin by telling us how these uninhabited aerial vehicles are used?
Search and rescue, for instance, downed hikers in remote areas, border patrol. We can use them to take pictures, and that's what happens a lot right now in Afghanistan and Iraq. They use predator UAVs and the shadow UAVs to really monitor a situation.
Dr. Cook, what role does psychology play in the use of UAVs?
By some counts, there are 70 people on the ground that are required to put a UAV in the air. And with all of those people come lots of psychological issues that need to be addressed. So human-computer, human-machine interface issues, issues of teaming, how many people, what are their positions, how do they coordinate and communicate, also issues of training the people, selecting the people for these different positions, and issues of automation. How do people interact with automation? Do they trust the automation? How many of these things could one person possibly control? What's the workload like? So all of those are important psychological issues that need to be addressed.
You can see just basic elements of cognitive psychology. Displays that are coming out from manufacturers are oversaturated with color, and they don't really understand that using too much color can actually be detrimental to performance.
Are there other problems with UAVs?
I think that one of the problems that the ground control station design has in current operation is that we're still trying to design them to be like cockpits, because that's how we think of pilots flying planes. One thing Dr. Cook and I work really hard on is getting people to understand that it's not a cockpit. You should design it like a cockpit, because if you try to design like a cockpit, you're going to end up making it harder for people than if you were to take into the new cognitive constraints of how do you control something remotely from a mission standpoint as opposed to a stick and rudder standpoint.
Here's a good example of a human factors or psychological problem that really needs to be addressed in order to save lives. Something that was conveyed to me by a soldier who had been out in the field flying UAVs. This person would go out with this UAV team in front of the ground troops, and they would be surveying the land ahead of the ground troops in order to detect, through the imagery of the UAV, improvised explosive device emplacement. So they would be able to supposedly alert the ground troops before they came through. Well, this person also said that communication up through the chain of command, in order to get permission to send any information or help to the ground troops, was such that it took about 15 minutes to complete that chain. Now, this is not a technological problem. It's really more of a psychological problem with command and control and communication. For the time, it was too long to even be able to alert the ground troops, and so these guys, the soldiers, were frustrated that they would actually see people in the line of threat and not be able to do anything about it.
Are you aware of the anticipated uses for UAVs?
There's all kinds of future missions envisioned for UAVs. For instance, they may one day be remotely piloted cargo planes that shuttle like a FedEx plane. Instead of having two pilots, it just may be completely autopilot.
Eventually, I think they'll be used to carry people, but that's a long ways down the road.
One of the reasons why you don't see more UAVs in the commercial cargo airspace right now is because of governmental regulations. I think the commercial cargo mission is going to be a lot sooner to happen than the commercial passenger transport, and the problem will be a social and cultural problem as opposed to a real technical problem. It's people's willingness to accept these unmanned vehicles flying overhead. It's comforting to know that there's somebody in the plane that is trying to do everything they can to prevent that plane from going down. But if you're on an Airbus plane, chances are it took off and landed by itself today anyway, and you weren't really aware of it.
People have adjusted to uninhabited vehicles such as subways. They'll get on a train that's controlled remotely or automatically, and they've adjusted to that. I think there is, though, this sort of general fear of flight that carries over to the unmanned aerial vehicle. Also, I think there are other issues besides the socio-technical one with the ground control stations, and they haven't really received as much attention from the research and development community as maybe the air vehicles themselves. And what I keep harping on in my research is the importance of looking at the interfaces and the automation and everything that's on the ground. It's just as important as the design of a cockpit. There are quite a few crashes of some of these systems, although they've been fielded quite young, that some of them are due to human factors issues, problems with the interface, problems with human interaction with automation. So I think that's also another area that we need some work on before we have widespread public acceptance.
I couldn't agree more. It remains to be seen how we're going to get over that hurdle of making people realize that they are safe, and it's going to take a long time.
Thank you, Dr. Cook and Dr. Cummings. The longer I host this podcast series, the more places I find psychology and psychologists playing a vital role. Today, we heard from psychologists preparing our aviation future by helping design displays for remotely controlled UAVs. Today, UAVs are used mostly for military missions, but soon flying machines without any humans on board to fly them will be delivering people and packages. Speaking of flying machines without any humans delivering packages, we here at the Psychology Podcast will be waiting for that elf-piloted aerial vehicle along with many of you. Thanks for joining us in 2007 and for making us the most popular psychology podcast on iTunes. We'll be back near the end of January after school reconvenes. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcasts, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Kristen Goodhart and Liz Schmidlin, and relayed by me, RB Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.